Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is Sardar Vallabhai Patel National Police Academy, Government of India, Ministry of Home Affairs, Hyderabad 500052. Invites applications for the position of Systems Administrator on a deputation basis, including short-term contract, from eligible officers under the central or state government and union territories, autonomous or statutory organizations, public sector undertakings, universities or recognized research institutes. The pay and qualification required, along with other eligibility criteria, are all available on the Academy's website. For more details, kindly visit http://www.svpnpa.gov.in/vacancies. Employees Provident Fund Organization, EFPO, Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, is inviting applications for the post of Chief Technology Officer, CTO, on deputation basis. Interested and eligible candidates can apply within 60 days from the date of publication of the advertisement. For details regarding eligibility, criteria and application performer, you may visit www.epfindia.gov.in. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, is seeking applications for the posts of Deputy Registrar, candidates from central government, state governments, autonomous or statutory organizations, Supreme Court, High Courts or public sector undertakings can apply by composite method, deputation or promotion. The pay scale for this position is in the pay matrix level 12. Application should reach the registrar, NCDRC, Upabhokta Nyay Bhavan, F Block, GPO Complex, INA, New Delhi within 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For more details, kindly visit www.ncdrc.nic.in. ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, Division of Plant Physiology, New Delhi 110012, is conducting online interviews for the unreserved temporary post of Senior Research Fellow, SRF, Junior Research Fellow, JRF, and Project Assistant under ongoing projects funded by Department of Biotechnology and Science and Engineering Board, Government of India. The maximum age limit is 35 years for JRF. Interested candidates with the required qualifications can apply. For more information, you may visit www.iari.res.in. Office of the Competent Authority and Administrator, Ministry of Finance, Department of Revenue, invites applications from eligible officials working in the government to fill up vacancies on deputation or absorption basis. The vacancies are for one inspector and one assistant in the Office of the Competent Authority and Administrator, SEFMA/NDPSA, and Educating Authority, PBPTA Delhi. The inspector position requires candidates to be from various departments such as Income Tax, Customs, Central Excise, Narcotics or Central Bureau of Investigation, officials with a flair of acts like Income Tax, Customs Act, FEMA, and Narcotics Drugs and Psychotropic Drugs Act will be given preference. The assistant position is for officers of the central or state government departments or organizations. The last date for receipt of applications is 9/8/2024. For more information, you may visit www.ca-delhi.gov.in. Defence Research and Development Establishment, DRDE, A premier institute of DRDO located in Gwalior invites applications from young and meritorious Indian nationals for the award of Junior Research Fellowship, JRF, through walk-in interview. The fellowship is for the DRDO Junior Research Fellow, JRF position, requiring candidates to have a first-class MSc in biological stream, in life sciences, zoology, or biotechnology, molecular biology, pharmacology, toxicology, immunology, or related fields, and a qualified national eligibility test conducted by CSIR UGC NET, by GRF or LS or MHRD GATE. The walk-in interview will be held at DRDE Jhansi Road, Gwalior, 474002. For more information, you may visit www.drdo.gov.in. Joint Electricity Regulatory Commission, JERC, for the state of Goa and Union Territories, a statutory body constituted by the Ministry of Power, Government of India, is inviting applications from officers under central government, state governments, union territories, public sector undertakings, autonomous bodies for appointment on deputation on foreign service term basis, including short-term contract for the post of personal assistant. There are two vacancies for this position and a stipend offer is 37,000 rupees per month. The age limit for the post is 28 years as of 15-7-2024 with relaxations for SC, ST and OBC candidates as per government rules. Application forms can be downloaded from the JERC website www.jercuts.gov.in. The last date for receipt of applications is 31-7-2024. National Institute of Disaster Management, NIDM, Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Accounts Officer on deputation basis at its southern campus in Andhra Pradesh. There is one vacancy for this post and the pay level is 10. Details and the prescribed format of the application are available at https://nidm.gov.in. The last day to apply is 45 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Directorate of Coordination Police Wireless, DCPW, Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, is inviting applications to fill up the vacancy for the post of cashier level 5. On transfer or absorption basis. The post is classified under General Central Service, Grade C, Non-Gazetted Ministerial. The details of duties, age limit, eligibility, experience, biodata pro forma, and other conditions are available on DCPW website. You may note it, www.dcpw.gov.in. Applications should reach the Joint Director Admin, DCPW, MHA, Block Number 9, CGO Complex, Lodi Road, New Delhi, 11003, within 60 days from the date of publication of this circular in Employment News. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.